Good evening, and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kal to be talk a message series sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai. I apologize that I'm on the road and might be a little bit choppy, but hope to be able to at least not break the Seder. I was thinking that, we're always looking to strengthen Bitochen, to remove any impediments that we have to Bitochen. And I was thinking that, there's a standard impediment, but there's a bit of a takeoff on that standard impediment, which I'd like to talk about this evening. The standard impediment is that I believe in Hashem. I believe he's in total control. I believe in his Hashkocha Protis. I believe he's involved with every aspect of our existence. I believe that he loves us, and he loves me, and he cares for me and everything. But there's one thing that I think sometimes, Shema Gorem Achet, maybe I'm not worthy. And that interferes with my translating and transposing my emuna in Hashem and all of these qualities into bitochen, into trust that he's going to help me. Because maybe I'm not worthy, and if I'm not worthy, then he may not want to do it for me. Of course, we know bitochen takes us beyond that emotionally, because whether I'm worthy or not, if I put my trust in Hashem and I recognize that I'm counting on him, I refuse to give up hope even in a time of great difficulty, that he comes through. He does not allow the Bali Bitochen to be disappointed. We pray for that every day. We shouldn't be embarrassed because we have put our trust in you. And therefore, we try to overcome that with this emotional appreciation of Hashem's chesed. And to the degree that we recognize his kindness, it sort of tells us from within, he's not going to let me down. But I think our bitochen, I'd like to elaborate on that for a few moments this evening. And that is, maybe he's not interested in the petty things in life. Sometimes bitochen is something that's not so serious. Maybe to him it's not so serious. Maybe he doesn't take it so seriously. Maybe it's not as important to him as it is to me. Maybe he doesn't get involved unless in the major issues, in the most serious of illness and the most serious of desperation. But, in the ups and downs of life, that's c'est la vie, like the French say. And that just, life goes on, and Hashem is not concerned about that. So I think that to compensate for this concern, we have to realize that Hashem is concerned for every aspect of our existence. The chesed Hashem with which he created the world exists, ki le'olam chastoi. He's ready, and he does, the Altum Slabot teaches us, recreates the entire universe for each and every individual every single day, whether he's worthy or she's worthy or not. So his chesed is endless. But besides that, the Sefer HaChinuch tells us in the mitzvah of tefillah that one of the reasons or one of the benefits of tefillah is it allows us to receive things that otherwise we wouldn't have been able to get, because Hashem wants us to have them. Hashem wants us to have every hano humanly possible. Just as the Yerushalmi says he will take us to task for the pleasures of this world, the permissible ones that he created and we haven't taken advantage of them, so too, he wants us to have hano. If he created us with the purpose of chesed, only out of chesed, and an ongoing system of doing chesed, then he wants us to maximize that. So therefore, whatever it is that I may want, whatever my heart's desire may be, that's what Hashem really wants from me. Of course, he doesn't give it to me like this for nothing, because he has a system of mishpat, of earning in the world, because the things that I earn are the greatest test. I appreciate them the most because I earned them. They're mine. I have ownership over them. deserve it. That's the system. But Hashem really wants to have way beyond that system. They used to come from all over the world to that famous tzaddik in Yerushalayim. And they had mentioned this, Rav Aryeh Levine. And he would give, he had one brocha that he gave to everyone. And it was, he wrote, all the desires of your heart come true, and they should all be good for you and working for your good. This is the ultimate bracha. And I believe that the pshat in that bracha is not only the desires of my heart that I express, and not only the desires of my heart that I don't express, but that I'm aware of, but even the subconscious desires of my heart. Because in my heart, I have subconscious cravings and needs. Even those should be fulfilled and should be the toivah. And the reason that this brocha is legitimate, and the reason that this brocha is so much in sync with what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, is because he wants us to have every single measure of pleasure, every benefit, every piece of tranquility and peace of mind, everything he wants us to have. And therefore, we ask him to grant us that. And we can therefore find the strength to have more bitochen, because I'm trusting him to give me the things that he wants to give me. The only thing is, there has to be a justification. The bitochen becomes a justification. The source of the bitochen, the fact that I've drawn myself closer to Hashem through the bitochen, now I have, in a sense, earned, I become worthy of those desires of my heart that I wasn't worthy to before I engaged in the bitochen. But in reality, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. And when we think about it that way, you know, I remember once as a young kid asking an Odom Godel if I could daven for a good mark on a test. And he looked at me and he's like, he didn't even understand the question. Of course. There's nothing too small for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to want to give us. Looking too small and nothing too big for him to deal with in our benefit. Everything we have in this world is all from Hashem. Whether it's a sip of water that we make a brocha sha'akol niyeh b'toroi, or whether it's the greatest feast of Suda Shlema b'shaitoi that we make a mitzi and who knows what other brochas we might have to make under certain circumstances. And Hashem wants everything for us. And if we have this idea of how much he wants for us, and maybe let's take it one step further. The truth of the matter is that Hashem understands the need and the pain, maybe even better than we ourselves. So in a sense, it's very logical to say, and I believe it's said, Hashem wants it even more than we do. In fact, many say that the pshat is when we say, we have hoped all day for your Yeshua, we don't mean, it doesn't mean, many say this, it doesn't mean the Yeshua that you will give to us, the salvation that you provide for us, but rather it means Yeshuoscha, your own salvation, because you are in pain, because we are in pain. Any tzar that we have, a Kodesh Baruch Hu has, and I'm sure he has it much more. And therefore, we have this sense that he wants everything for us, even more. Fear with our bitochen. We should not take an attitude and say, this is not important enough. Hashem has so many important things in his world. Why should he be concerned about this? And therefore, I find it hard to trust him. To the contrary, every minute detail, the slightest desire of my heart, the subconscious desire of my heart, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants fulfilled. By the way, there's a beautiful shmuz from the Altar of Slabodka. We don't have the time to go into it now. But basically he says that our obligations in Bein Olam L'Chaveroi can penetrate so far, if we don't have a clarity of them, as the satisfying the subconscious needs of people that we contract with. If that's the case, that Kodesh Baruch Hu certainly wants to satisfy even our subconscious needs, certainly our conscious needs. certainly the things that we desperately need that mean so much to us, even if they may not be as significant as we would think. And I'd like to share with you a story. And at going in the shuk. One day, she stood in the shuk the whole day, and she didn't sell one bagel. The dark was getting dark. Somebody sees her. Interest, the love, the caring, to look into each and every one of us and to see what's in our basket. What are we lacking? What do we desire? What do we need? And the truth of the matter is, I believe shot in the brachos that we make every day. On the Birchas Hanenenuf, we say, Baruch HaTo Hashem, you Hashem, you're our God, Melech Olam. What's this Melech Olam, the King of the Universe? I believe that the Pshat is like this, Hashem, you're the Melech Olam. You have so many massive, overwhelming issues, difficulties, problems, and challenges to take care of in this world. Where do you find the time to look into my glass to see if it has a little bit of water? To look onto my table to see if there's a little piece of bread, or if there's a fruit, or if there's a vegetable, or if there's a piece of cake. This is the Melech Ha'olam. Has nothing more important to do than to look into my little basket. And I think if we're aware of this concept, it becomes much easier to have bitochum, because I know that I'm relying on Hashem to grant me that which He so much wishes to grant me, and only awaits that I should connect with Him, so I should be more and more worthy of His granting me all of the desires of my heart. Good evening to all, and Kol Tov.